Hi, Patricia. This is Dorothy. I'm calling to tell you the story of my son's introduction to process writing. He, of course, is a native speaker, American, one American parent, one Australian parent, and has grown up pretty much in just in English-speaking countries. So he started process writing in sixth grade, which is the first year of middle school for us here in Oregon. And I used to go in sometimes and help out in his sixth grade class so I could watch the teacher introduce process writing to the class. And, you know, she did it pretty much the way we do with ESL students. They did some brainstorming for ideas. They did word maps and free writing and discussion, and they'd listing, and then they'd edit their ideas, and I don't think they outlined, but they'd edit their ideas and decide what they were going to use. Then they'd draft their essays. They did peer review somewhat successfully, kind of like our ESL students, and then they would take their reviewed papers and they would write a final draft. And they must have done this, I don't know, three or four times, doing the whole process in the classroom at school. And at a certain point, the teacher decided they were ready to do it on their own at home. So my son came home with an essay assignment, and I said, okay, go. And he went into my office and turned on the computer, and he opened a document, then saved the document. Then he put his name and the period and the name of the teacher on his document, and he saved it again. Then he put a title of his essay on, saved it again. Then he selected everything and changed the font a few times to something large or sort of weird looking, saved it, and then he changed it back and saved that again. And all the time I'm kind of lurking in the background waiting for him, you know, to get going. And finally I see him, you know, start typing his first sentence, and I sort of, you know, stepped out of the room to let him work in peace. And after, I don't know, a couple minutes, maybe 10 minutes or so, I wandered back in. I looked around, and I thought he had about a paragraph down, and I wandered out again. Another 10, 15 minutes, he came and said he was tired of working. He needed a break. He'd like a snack. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll fix you a snack. And while he was eating, I snuck back into the office to read what he'd written so far, and there was nothing there. There was only a title. So I went back and I said, Sebastian, where's your essay? And he said, oh, it wasn't any good. I didn't like it. I deleted it. And I thought, you know, we're going to be up all night while he works on this essay. And I said, you know, what you really need to do is maybe not start with the typing. You need to get out a piece of paper, a pencil, do some brainstorming and get some ideas down, and then you organize them a bit and decide what you want to say and then start writing. And, of course, by this time it's getting a little late. And he looked at me with that kind of, you know, preteen panic in his eye and said, Mom, I don't have time for all that. And I think that was a very revealing moment for me when I could see that he, like our ESL students, thinks of the process of process writing as something that takes time and takes unnecessary time, perhaps, or too much time, whereas I see it as something that saves time, because he had just worked for a good half an hour and he had nothing. You know, that's half an hour of wasted time, whereas if he'd spent that half an hour with a pencil and paper getting ideas and organizing them and deciding what he wanted to say, he'd have something. And I think it's important for writers to go through the writing process enough times for them to really see that, yes, if they do these steps, they'll actually go faster because they won't be wasting as much time doing nothing or doing something they don't like and they have to undo. And even if they spend more time at the beginning steps, they'll either save time when it comes to revision or they'll simply have a much better final product. So, that was sixth grade, and my son is now 15 and a sophomore, and maybe he doesn't have much choice with me as for a mother, but I'm happy to report that he really does do brainstorming and organizing and writing things out, you know, on paper with pencil and choosing topic sentences and whatnot before he writes his essays. And I think it's made a big difference not only in how quickly he can get things done, but also in the quality of his final projects and his final papers.